Illspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Now it's 6:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Yes, I am back. Back again. A lot to talk about this morning. Cold outside. Eric, a flurry of new bills coming our way.
Jeez. You know, this is going out with a bang, right?
No trust in government.
You're right.
Absolutely none. And, you know, it's the infuriating thing is just the smug smirks on the Democrats' faces. I mean, you looked at the Senate president yesterday, you look at the Assembly Speaker, and they're just like, whatever. You guys shut up and go away.
There's no challenge. None. That's the thing. And the best that the Republicans do is they post on their NJ Assembly site or the NJ Senate site for the Republican caucus. And, you know, I mean, what are you getting? 10 page views? You know, and some of them go to Twitter or they go to X and they post about it. But they've been saying the same thing for years. But when it comes down to it, nothing gets done, and the Democrats are so solidly in charge. Yeah. I mean, they're just doing whatever they want. I mean, now I'll have a guest later this week. There will be a major lawsuit on these Department of Health rules, which I'm confident he's going to sign in the next today or tomorrow. I wanted to ask you this this bill about that Dan Alexander is writing about. The public brawl and disorderly conduct. What is that about? Like, what was there? Is there really a need? Is it increasing penalties? Is it stemming from an incident?
Well, it's stemming from a lot of these incidents, these pop-up parties and things like that.
So going back to some of the stuff we've seen in Wildwood and Seaside.
Anywhere. I mean, it doesn't have to be at the shore. We've seen, you know, these car rallies in North Jersey and in Camden and places
like
that.
So that's what they're targeting.
It's targeting that. And there's... The bill is not a bad bill. I don't know that it provides everything that local mayors had been asking for, but a couple of the things from a practical standpoint, additional money to, you know, train local police forces on crowd control and better integration so that if you call out for mutual aid that, you know, there's a better response time and coordination. But the big thing that's in this bill is that parents can be held responsible and fined if their kids are caught wilding somewhere and causing, you know, a public ruckus or destroying property. And, you know, so it's an attempt to legislate parental responsibility. There was a lot of pushback on this bill because, you know, the argument was made that that it's disproportionately discriminatory towards low-income parents and et cetera, et cetera. I don't know that I buy that argument. The parents that are letting their kids kind of go unsupervised, I don't know that this is going to deter them from doing that.
I was going to say, I mean, how much are we talking?
I got to look at the actual numbers, but I mean, I think it's a $250 or $500 fine.
Yeah, unless they could put a lien on your house, it's not going to deter anybody.
Well, I had suggested, you know, a couple of times that if you really want to make it a deterrent and you have to wind up taking a kid back home or you've taken a kid into custody or you're holding him, you go get that parent and you put that kid and parent in a jail cell overnight.
Yeah, there you go.
I bet you there's an interesting conversation that's going to be had between that parent and that
child.
Can
you imagine if you all of a sudden you had to go in? And this would only impact minors, of course.
Right, correct.
But that's where the problem is.
Yes.
And honestly, Eric, that solution, I love that idea. Because that addresses so many things going on where the criminals are, these cartels and gangs are able to use minors to conduct all kinds of nefarious activity because it's effectively a catch and release.
It absolutely is.
This doesn't
address any of those concerns, and that's why law enforcement, right. has some reservations about this bill.
So it's weak. It's toothless.
You can make that argument. I mean, does it give towns a couple more tools? It does. Does it try to legislate parental responsibility? Yes. But does it address the issues of police basically being afraid to confront, arrest, or take a child into custody? Does it address underage drinking? Does it address underage weed use? It does none of those things.
No, and quite honestly, that's one of the biggest issues that parents have been talking about, that they would not even be informed if your 16-year-old is smoking pot in the high school parking lot.
Right. And
not going to be informed, and the cops can't do anything.
Exactly.
It's nuts.
I will tell you that, it is, whether you're for or against legal weed or not, I don't care. It's not my thing. If that's what somebody wants to do in the privacy of their own home, who cares? But you cannot step onto a boardwalk up and down the shore where right. you don't, especially Atlantic City, where you can't smell
it's disgusting.
The weed.
And what's funny about it is they made such a big deal about tobacco smoking. And I smoked for years. And, we put the cigarette out and in the Marines and then go for a 3-mile run. Like, it was just, they made it like it was the worst possible thing in the world. And now we've got effectively legal drugs and you're smelling pot everywhere. You're exactly right. So it's out of the frying pan into the fire in this culture, and it's just choose your poison, whatever that poison is going to be.
Yeah.
So, you can't watch. You'd be shamed off the boardwalk for smoking a cigarette.
Right. But,
but the drugs, that's fine.
You're okay.
New York City's getting like that.
I was going to say, it's
urine and pot is the overwhelming smell.
What a wonderful smell you've discovered if you go down to try to take the subway.
Oh.
It blows you away. I walked out of Penn Station a few weeks ago, and the smell hit. And even if you don't see somebody actively smoking weed somewhere, the smell is so pervasive that it's almost become like the de facto smell of Manhattan now.
We were there over the holidays for a bit before I headed out to London, and having lunch with Michael was their finance team was working out of the Manhattan office. So we went in to say hello and have lunch. And I'm like, it just reminded me. First of all, it took me 2.5 hours. I drove 2.5 hours. Yes. Think about how stupid that is. And I'm like, I said to Jody, I said, the truth is I'd rather drive because Uber, cab, etc. You're sitting in the same congestion, and it's running up the bill.
Yep.
It's very expensive now, and it's. But I didn't anticipate that much time. We went to, Rock Center.
That little
steakhouse.
Italian? Oh, the steakhouse.
No, I went to the steakhouse, and it was. It was good. It was very expensive, but when you leave, you're in the center of the civilized world. You're supposed to be anyway, and it's gross, and it's a shame. So that's a question for you. There could be a number of questions tied up in this, but what I want to ask you is, to what extent should mom and dad be held accountable for teen behavior? As Eric and I are talking about, they're increasing the penalties, but I got to tell you, you charged me $250 because my kid does something stupid. That's more of a nuisance than a deterrent. Should parents be charged when teenage kids commit crimes? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:16 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
When severe weather strikes, trust New Jersey 101.5 for the critical updates you need. Our award-winning weather and traffic team provides the latest weather details, road conditions, and more. While your app may give you updates, we go beyond the surface to explain the why behind the weather. For real-time, insightful coverage during severe weather, turn to New Jersey 101.5. The Bill Spadia Morning Show on New Jersey 101.5 is powered by Windows and Doors from the Men with Tools.
6:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. At 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Governor's going to sign this bill, or he just signed it, increasing fines to parents if your kid is commits a crime. You know, I'll tell you the truth. What I think the solution is not that. I think that the real solution, this is typical Democrats and Republicans showing once again how neither party represents people. Because if you're a parent, and many of you are, and I can tell you as a parent, what's helpful in keeping your kids on the straight and narrow is if the law is enforced. And God forbid your son or daughter commits a serious crime. The burden really should not be back on mom and dad. I mean, look, you get half the credit, half the blame, right? But some kids just do terrible things. And it's as much a tragedy for the victims as it is mom and dad, who have to shake their head and say, how did this happen? So I understood Eric's point, and I kind of like it for some things. You know, if mom or dad were involved in some way or encouraged the kid or were neglectful and you know, little Johnny gets involved in something he shouldn't. I like that idea for certain circumstances. Throw dad and Johnny in the same cell together. But generally speaking, the solution is to charge more teens as adults. And I think we have to look at this and broaden our scope and say, what do we really need in this society? What we need is things to calm down. Like, I'll give you an example. The news is doing nothing but ramping stuff up. Right. So the mayor in Morristown, Tim Daugherty, who I know, and Tim's a good guy, by the way. I like Tim. He's a Democrat, just got elected to a fifth term, runs a good shop in Morristown. Morristown is a great town. The problem is Tim's a Democrat, so he is stuck with the Democrat ideology. And, you know, the Democrats, unlike the Republicans, they run a tight ship. And you don't stray from their party line. So ICE takes 7 to 10, they don't even know how many, aliens into custody. And the headline is now going to be one of the kids was in high school. So right away, just like the way they tried to take that criminal Michael Brown, who got what was coming to him, and paint him like some innocent ninth grader, when in fact he was a criminal. They did the same thing with Trayvon Martin. They did the same thing with that scumbag George Floyd. Now you got this kid, 18 years old. His name is Daniel Mendoza. Now, I don't know if this kid's a criminal or not, but I can tell you, knowing the guys at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they're not targeting him just to pick on the Brown high school kid. He may be involved in some really bad stuff, and he's 18. So, sorry, Daniel. You got to go. And the problem now is that the media will create this hype and empathy. There's a GoFundMe page, all this nonsense. And ICE becomes the bad guy. So it's very difficult for me to look at this and say, you got the same parents now that are looking at these kids. And what, we're going to fine them a couple hundred bucks for their kids? No. We need to start criminalizing more behavior and arresting younger and younger and charging more teens as adults. And no, I have no empathy for this Daniel Mendoza. I actually will take the presumption on this that ICE knows what they're doing and a judge issued the order, so round them up. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Too harsh, or should we start charging 14-year-olds as adults? 628, Eric Scott with the news next. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, perfect timing on your story. This is a terrible, terrible story. The 17-year-old kid allegedly kills his girlfriend. Yeah. We don't know all the details, but in part because they're minors.
Yes.
I right away just think every father out there has got a daughter dating some guy, and I always think of Stephanie Parr's and that horrible. I mean, what Ed and his family went through losing her. You know, the question I have is right now he's being held as a juvenile.
And a juvenile lockup. Yep.
Right. So what does that mean? Now, this is a, by all accounts, a murder. With a young life has been snuffed out with a firearm. But he won't be when they're under 18. If you're a minor,
yep,
you're charged as a juvenile, which means what? It's not murder.
It is, but it is treated differently. Right now, he's charged with disorderly persons and juvenile delinquency. It would be murder or manslaughter were he an adult, but those specific charges don't exist in juvenile court. There are different procedures in a juvenile court until you get waived up to adult court, which is possible. This would right. seem to qualify for that.
I mean, 17, it's arbitrary, right? When's his birthday?
So, like, you know, you figure he's months away from being yeah. legally an adult. And then you cannot be waived up to adult court if you're 15 or younger. There's been some talk of
in New Jersey, that. Right?
In New Jersey, yeah.
There's been federally, you can go that. As low as 14, I believe.
Correct.
And in Louisiana, they are now charging 14-year-olds as adults.
As adults.
And it's working. Crime is down in Baton Rouge, I think, year over year, like 45 or 50%. I mean, it's had a huge impact on gangs. This is different. No one's accusing this kid of being in a right. gang. But anyway... Go ahead.
So I think, you know, you the legal process is very frustrating. You know, both for the media and for the public, because, you know, obviously we want more details on this case because he is still a juvenile. They won't publicly identify him officially from prosecutors, although his name I've seen out in social media, and the proceedings are closed at this point. It is up to the prosecutor in Middlesex County to determine whether he wants to try and have this case waived up to adult court. It would seem to qualify.
What county? For
Middlesex.
Middlesex.
So it would seem to qualify for that. But we won't know many of the details until and unless that happens. And that process can take months. While he committed the crime as a juvenile, however, he could be 18, approaching 19, still being held as a juvenile if the case isn't waived up to adult court.
So what would happen, let's say he's convicted, he's now 19 years old, goes through the process, gets a conviction. If you're convicted in juvenile court, you're not going to be sentenced to an adult facility. Or could you be?
You could be held in an adult facility if you're an adult, but typically they're not. And you may not know once the case is adjudicated because it's considered still juvenile court.
Even though it could be 18 or 19.
You may not know what the sentence is, where he is, who he is. All of that stuff is conducted in private if it remains in juvenile court.
It's amazing.
And information can't come out. Now, I mean, it's another one of these well-intentioned laws. I mean, there are, if you are old enough to be waived up to adult court and you are now tried as an adult, then it's treated as an adult matter, regardless of whether you're 15, 16, 17.
So if that happens, we'll have a flood of information. We'll know who the guy is. We know, but we don't report it because it's only on social media now.
Right. And then at that point, for example, all your court documents, your charging papers, your investigatory stuff, that's all now
public.
Public. It, you know, is a,
or at
is
least
public,
accessible. Right. You can go get it.
Right. You have to make an OPR request for it. But, you know, we in juvenile court, we won't see any of that. So typically what will happen in the newsroom is when there's a crime that's been committed, once the formal charges have been lodged, you can make an OPR request for the police report, for the charging documents, for, you know, anything that the prosecutor has submitted to the court. And then that gives you at least what the prosecution is saying happened or paints a picture for you. In juvenile court, that doesn't happen. You're not
But it's who makes the decision to bump it?
The prosecutor makes the initial decision to petition the court.
And the judge will have to decide.
And then the judge has to decide whether it will be accepted into an adult court. It's pretty rare that a prosecutor will make that request of a judge and that the judge doesn't waive it up to adult court. There are mitigating factors, level of maturity, seriousness of the crime, et cetera, et cetera. All that has to be argued before the judge. But it's pretty rare, in my experience, if a prosecutor requests a heinous crime be handled in adult court, that the judge doesn't grant that.
Yeah.
They, you know, there may be hearings. There could be an appeal. Depends on the quality of the defense lawyer. In many of these cases, it's a public defender. You know, but it's if the prosecution requests it, that's usually granted.
God, it's just so many questions, right? Where'd the kid get the gun? What was it? A relationship gone wrong? Just so many questions. So that's question for you. And what I have been thinking about, and we kind of touched on this morning, is it time for New Jersey to A, start charging 14-year-olds as adults who commit crimes like this? My position on this is a solid yes. And two, should in this particular case, should this be bumped up to adult court immediately, if not sooner? I don't see how any person over the age of 15 with a firearm would not be charged as an adult in a case like this, unless somehow there is a self-defense element. What are your thoughts on this? Is it time that we extend and expand how we prosecute, and should 14-year-olds be held accountable for their actions like adults? 1-800-283-101.5 is a number. 6:45 is a time. And hey, if you've suffered a loss like that, have you ever lost someone due to a violent crime? And how did you feel as the family, knowing you have to be dragged through a legal process like this? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Staying on top of the topics that matter to you, we are New Jersey 101.5.
Five.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Talk to Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. On the lighter side, a lot of heavy news this morning, Jill.
Yeah.
Lighter side, Jeez. You went to Seasons 52 yesterday.
I did.
How was it?
That's Kathy's favorite
Kathy,
place.
Kathy, our board op, loves it.
All right, which one did you go to, Princeton?
I went to the one at Market Fair.
What did you get?
So I had there was a lot of tuna going on because the colleague I was with had a tuna. It was neat. They made it like a tartare, like they had a
guacamole
on the bottom. Yeah.
I've had the tuna tartare, the one in Bridgewater.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's a go-to meeting place because it's a halfway point for a lot of the folks I work with in Morris County and other places. So, yeah, I am. And I don't know about the one at Market Fair. I don't know that I've ever been there.
The best thing about it is
the bar area?
The very dim lighting. That's what I love about that place. I was like going to touch up my makeup, and I was like, dim lighting. Love that place. Love it for that. But
as I get older, I can't see. So is this where you're holding your iPhone to read the menu?
But they know how to light. They do good lighting there because they light the table well. Like your food is lit.
But you don't see your face.
But your faces are not.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and they come out, like Kathy loves different menus, So the winter menu has this flatbread. I love their flatbreads.
Yeah.
Which one did you get?
I got the one that had mushrooms and feta cheese.
How big were the mushrooms?
Big mushrooms. They were chunkers.
Really?
They were chunkers.
Colossal mushrooms.
I thought it was steak, actually. I was like, they put meat on
it. Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, that's mushrooms.
Oh, that's good.
They're nice and...
What's the cocktail, Kathy, that you have a go-to in the fall?
Oh, my God. Apple bourbon infusion.
Look at that.
I'm always sad when it goes away in March. Yeah,
is there a winter cocktail?
That's it.
They have a whole winter menu.
Yeah, they'll have a winter menu.
That's why it's called Seasons.
I love it. Yeah, I have to say, I resisted it because I resist anything that's a chain.
Mm.
But it's good. Food's good.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's a geographical thing. When you're meeting up with somebody and you're in between two towns and you're like, that works. Okay.
Yeah.
Plop a pin on the map.
What else did you get?
There you go. I got a salad that was very crunchy and tuna, seared tuna.
So you ate that was light fare, healthy.
And the desserts, did you get which meat?
Desserts come in these little Barbie cups, They come out
like a shot glass.
They're these little skinny, tall shot glasses. Yeah.
Of what?
don't know, there's peanut butter involved.
Oreo cookie. Small. You got the peanut butter one?
There's
key lime. I could read
it
too.
But on a Monday night, it's like kind of nice sometimes to slap Monday in the face and say, no, Monday.
God, is today Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
I like the candles on the tables. I like the wooden decor.
Today. Wait a minute. Really?
I thought today was Wednesday.
Oh, you must have done a lot of stuff yesterday.
I skipped a day. I just lost a whole day. Oh, that's not good at all. All right, I'm going to have to recover from that and just think about what I've done. Man, I hate when that happens. How often does that happen to you? You actually skip a day. All right, other side, I want to revisit this conversation, what happened in Morristown. I want to ask you, like, where are you getting your news these days? Because it seems to me that everything is a spin. And it's very hard to get to the truth, which is why I spend most of my time reading what people have to say on X. And now I am replacing Google with Grok and asking Grok things. And I can tell you it is way more effective than Google. I mean, it gives you feedback and answers in a conversational way that you can actually break down some of the serious news. So every time I see something, I put the app on my phone, and when there's a news story that I want to dig into, Grok does the work for you, and we'll go out and search the web and come back with a solid answer. You at fact-checking itself to say, this is where I got the information from. How about you? Where are you getting your news from lately? And do you trust it? Because I can tell you most of the headlines this morning are going to be about this poor high school kid rounded up by ICE. And if I'm writing that headline, it's a suspected illegal alien with a federal detainer order to be arrested, caught by the good guys. How about you? 1-800-283-101.5, 657. Eric Scott with your news next.
Get the latest traffic and weather updates with the New Jersey 101.5 app.
.709 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. Talking about where you get your news from. Just give you an example. The story about the illegal roundup in Morristown. And look, full disclosure, I've known Tim Daugherty for many years. He is an upstanding leader. He's a good guy. I consider him a friend. But, you know, he's a Democrat, and he'll toe the Democrat line because otherwise he won't get Democrat support. And unfortunately, you know, you're going to hear about the arrest by ICE agents of 7 to 10 illegals in Morristown, and they're going to pull the heartstrings. Oh, one of the guys rounded up was an 18-year-old high school student. All you're going to hear is high school student, and it will be portrayed in the media as if this high school student who was just doing laundry got rounded up because he had brown skin. Now, that's all BS. But that's the problem. Where do you get your news so that you get the real story? Because the spin that is making American law enforcement the enemy is leading to greater violence, more hyper-partisanship, and this is truly why we can't have nice things in this country right now. Let's go to Tom in Milford. Morning, Tom. What do you think?
Good morning, Bill and listeners. I get my news, if it's local news, I get it from 101.5. And I do trust that you guys actually read through things and
look for the
facts and not just emotions. And then for my national news, I like to catch the national news report you guys have on, but then a lot of times I listen or I subscribe to the 1440 email newsletter. And in my opinion, I think it's very non-biased.
Yeah.
And it seems that they share the truth. And if it's something, if there's even an error, they'll go back and change it. And next day they'll
is
say,
this,
no, there's an error on this. And,
is it join1440.com? Is that where you get it?
Yeah, 144. It's an email newsletter. So I get an email every morning at like 4 a.m. or some early time. But then when I'm at work, I can, you know, just do a quick read through, just anything that catches my eye, or, you know, 5 minutes, just a quick read through. And they cover the main national headlines, and they'll cover business, politics, and sports.
It's funny, you know, my wife Jody reads all the UK news because they get a better perspective from the UK on what's going on in America, because you don't get the same spin. Right, so
that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
Like I was during COVID, I was watching BBC a lot for my national news, because they do a pretty good job of covering non-bias, but they also still have I got a little tired of the bias that they do have.
So it's out now. I think the BBC is wildly biased. I'm just looking. Yeah. Am I on the right site? Join 1440.com. It's the 1440 Daily Digest. Feed your curiosity. All right, I am signing up right now with my email, and I'm going to check it out.
They'll send an email every day, and it gets to be a bit much. It's once in a while, but you know, you pick and choose when you want to read it. And if I have a busy day and I don't get to it, I check over the weekend or something.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm looking at it. It's now they're up to 4 million readers. How about that? Wow, that's taken off.
That's a cool thing.
I wonder I'd like to look more into it. I wonder, you know, who's doing the writing, et cetera, because I'm always looking for better sources. I mean, yes, we do a good job here. Dan Alexander does a great job. I get a brief from him in the morning, and as we do here, and it's, you know, he gives you the straight, here's what people are saying. So what I see internally, there's no bias on that. And then the great thing about 101.5, and maybe it's one of the reasons you listen, Tom, is that I'm interpreting the news from an opinion side with facts live. So it's all, you know, like the news discussion is happening instead of just, this is what I hate about cable news. Like they tend to stack the panels so that they get one opinion over another, and it comes off more like they're trying to present that as news, where you know, I make no bones about it. I will give you the story and tell you, hey, here's where I land on it. And
from my perspective, the news is relevant to what you perceive and what you understand from it.
No doubt.
I look forward to when I can catch the national news updates from 101.5, but they're kind of more sporadic.
Yeah.
When local news comes out, I listen to it, and I listen to it with a critical ear, because you don't believe and listen to everything. Yeah.
Well, we're one of the only outlets left that does local news. Well, not just credible, but hyper local. We can, you know, we'll talk about the local store in Ridgewood where nobody else will, and you know, you got a couple others out there, but I think just to brag a minute about our news team, I think they do the best job. All right, Tom. Thanks, man.
You deserve the credit for sure.
Thank you. I just signed up for this 1440. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Yeah. All right, Lewis, hang in there. You're going to be first on the other side. So where do you get your news from? And like me, are you sick of the bias? Are you sick of the spin? You know, I am out in front telling you I'm not a news anchor. I am an opinion guy, but I will back up every one of my opinions with a well-thought-through and well-read deep dive on facts before I'll give it to you, which is why I get up at 3:30 in the morning. All right, it's 7:15. Lewis, you're first. Other side, right now, traffic on the next.
Connect to the show anytime by sending us a message through our app. Just tap on Chat with Hosts, only on New Jersey 101.5.
7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. I won't let you down. I'm always going to be honest, truthful, and if you don't like something I say, you get bumped to the front of the line. Let's start with Lewis in Summit. We're talking about news and how you get your news, and how dangerous some of the headlines are today, and we're going to see this violence that you're seeing in Minneapolis and other places will be coming to New Jersey, because ICE is active here, thankfully. And they're doing their job. And unfortunately, you've got a bunch of sanctuary city mayors who, even though they may have the best intentions, they're being complicit with the narrative that somehow ICE is the bad guy, is going to get someone hurt, if not killed. Let's go to Lewis. What's going on, Lewis? What do you think?
Hey, how you doing, Bill? Good morning. And you're absolutely right. Who I get my news from, I actually don't watch legacy media anymore at all.
Good
Maybe
for you.
A little bit of Fox.
Yeah.
But not even that much.
Yeah, Fox is terrible. I can't watch Fox. I find it obnoxious, and they're just not thorough enough. I mean, you know, if it's almost like they curry favor. If President Trump says it, they fall right in line, no matter what. And that's sure. That's a problem. They don't challenge. Anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to rattle off a couple of them for you. Cash Jordan on YouTube is excellent. He's like Nick Shirley, the kid who went out to...
Nick Shirley's great. Yep. He's the kid that exposed the billion-dollar daycare fraud in Minnesota. Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So wait, who's this other guy? Who's the other guy? What's his name?
Cash Jordan.
C-A or K-A?
C-A-S-H and then Jordan
Cash
on
Jordan.
YouTube.
Cash Jordan, okay.
Excellent.
There. Yep.
The real the Christian conservative perspective. They're two women that speak. Sometimes they have a guest. They're very, very good. They're very pro-American. I love them. They don't get enough traction though. The problem is the algorithm suppresses a lot of really good content creators.
Yeah.
The Neesim Black Show is another one. And also the Black conservative perspective. This young man who is actually an economist. He's done. I've watched him for about a year, year and a half, 2 years, actually.
You know, it's funny you say that. The reality is, Lewis, that Black people are discriminated against when they are conservative. Now, being a patriotic conservative Black guy in America, the news treats you like you're a pariah. Unless you are, you know, it's a shame because they're perpetuating a stereotype that is increasingly not true. And, you know, Black people, white people, people are entitled to think on their own and not be put in a bucket because of the color of their skin. It's unbelievable. So when I hear Black conservatives, I want to promote them because there are a lot out there. Like Thomas Sowell is one of the great and brilliant minds in America. And because he's Black, he gets no play on any of the media. Because they're like, oh, he's a sellout to his race. It's unreal. Right. Anyway.
And, you know, the funny thing is I'm Jewish, but yeah. I really love watching Christian conservatives speak.
Yeah.
Because not like Tucker Carlson, but Christian conservatives.
I like Tucker. I like Tucker. I don't think you have to qualify that. I mean, I think Tucker is a little bit aggressive on some things. And I think, you know, but he also pushes the envelope on questions, right? He pushed the envelope on Russia. He pushed the envelope on Netanyahu. And immediately he has a different perspective. They're like, oh, he hates Jews. No, he doesn't.
Well, I did a deep dive on him, but he's accepting a lot of Qatari money. You got to do a deep dive on him. It's actually really interesting to follow the trail. But
look at Rudy Giuliani. Talk about a big disappointment in my world. Here's a guy I supported back in 2008 and thought he got railroaded over the election fraud stuff. Now it turns out he's getting paid by that MEC organization, the communist Islamists who want to keep the Shah from returning or keep the royal family from returning and want to institute their own Islamic regime. Unbelievable. Anyway, it's hard. You're right. You got to follow the money. No kidding.
Yeah, follow the money. But here's one that's really interesting.
Go.
That I saw yesterday. AOC came out, and a bunch of these other politicians are now all of a sudden flipping. And remember, they voted in the House against the freedom of Iran, against what Trump did over there. They voted against it, but now they're flipping their story.
Yeah.
And the saddest part is that people are going to forget.
Yep.
And, you know, what I really wanted to say was, I feel a little sad. It's like we're all of a sudden we're forgetting about the flood victims in North Carolina, the fires that happened in California, and also the flood victims in Texas. We really, really need to focus on ourselves and
thank you,
and
Lewis.
Stop worrying about illegals.
Thank you, Lewis. You're 100% right. Ah, I love it. And thanks for these tips. I'm going to check all these sites out. I just pulled them all up. I'm going to check them out during the break. Thank you, man. Have a great rest of your day. Appreciate you. 728. All right. Your perspective. Where do you get your news? I am a big believer in citizen journalism and some of these newsletters and hearing the different perspectives because the legacy media is just, they're just liars and thieves, if you ask me. 728. Eric Scott with you. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, in anticipation of tomorrow, I thought today was Wednesday. I know, it's horrible. Like, now it's, I realize it's Tuesday, so here I am stuck in the mud on this week. But I've had a preview of some of the hate-o-meter content.
Oh, I haven't even seen them yet.
You're going to be busy. You're going to be busy today.
Will there be bleeping?
There will be bleeping. There will be bleeping. I don't know. It was definitely something I said. But it was, there was a, just a plethora today. There was a lot that producer Thomas had to go through and select. But I think he's really nailed the sentiment that's out there. And whether it's immigration or my opinion on the war in Ukraine or you know, Hamas, whatever it is, yeah, there's a theme in this one, and people are they're getting a little more aggressive. Now, today I had what I think is a hater, but I know I say this because I had to ask, and I'm doing this now on X.
Okay.
I'm saying, I just need clarification. Are you referring to me or the person I'm talking about? So I was posting about Mark Ruffalo, who I think is just one of the biggest buffoons and communists in Hollywood. And I'm just not sure. I suggested he should be deported. I realize he's American.
Yeah.
But I think they ought to deport him anyway. And it reminded me of Johnny Dangerously, when they deported Morani, the mob guy, to Sweden.
And I remember that.
Yeah, and he claimed he's not from there. So I actually ended the show yesterday with that. But anyway, so this has now turned into a thread on Twitter. So I just had to clarify because I think there's some really good hate in there. But it's unclear whether the people are angry at me or Mark Ruffalo.
Well, I guess I won't suggest that you watch his show, Task.
Is it good?
It's very good. And I'm not a huge Mark Ruffalo fan.
I can't get past politics. It's like Bruce Springsteen.
You get tainted that way. I don't care. That's why everybody says to me, why do you hate Bruce Springsteen so much?
It's not about politics.
And it's not about the politics. I just think he is the worst musician that ever croaked a note.
And you can't believe he's so big. Like, he is gigantic.
Yes.
And I don't think he's very talented either.
I don't think he's talented at all. I mean, he's got a voice that is like cracked glass in your ears.
Yeah, he's like ballad guy. He seems right. like if your uncle has a little too much to drink at Thanksgiving and sits in the corner
and starts picks up a guitar.
Right, just starts. I agree.
Yeah, I think his music is horrible. It's horrible. And, you know, that's one of the areas where you and I differ is because I'm able to separate that.
Yeah.
And you can't.
I try. I really try. But there was something, there's a show on Netflix someone wanted me to watch, but it's Robert De Niro. Zero Day? Is that it?
Actually, Sandra and I watched that.
Is it good?
It was done very well.
I don't know if I can stomach Robert De Niro.
I get it.
Is it? And now with Robert De Niro, there are two things. One, he's a leftist. He's like crazy. He can't get out of his own way. And because he's so kooky now, I might be able to overcome it because he's just like the old man who's nuts. But. What was the show? The Irishman was him and Joe Pesci, and I was mad because they portrayed themselves younger, but they're two old dudes, and it was so stupid. Like the fight scene, I don't know if you saw. I watched maybe 20 minutes of that, and I'm like,
it didn't appeal to me.
Was that it? The Irishman? Was that it?
I think so. I think that's the one you're talking about. I know the one you're talking about with the two of them in it.
Yeah, but meanwhile,
it just didn't appeal to me.
Meanwhile, Sylvester Stallone comes back in his new series. Tulsa King,
which is
fantastic
show.
Really, really fantastic good. Show. Because we know he's an old guy, but he's a tough old guy.
Yeah.
But it does. He's in character. Like, if you're the old guy, play the old guy.
Yeah.
Don't pretend you're the 20-something guy, because it doesn't look right. It's, you know, be who you are. I think Sylvester Stallone is one of the more underrated guys out there. I think he's a great actor. I actually am a big fan of his.
It's a...
I don't know his politics, by the way.
I don't either, which...
How about that?
You shouldn't.
We shouldn't. I don't need to know.
Yeah.
You know, I hear he's working on some new projects too. Like I have been a fan of Sylvester Stallone ever since I learned that every major studio turned him down for Rocky.
Oh, the story of how that movie got made? What a fantastic story.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, and he basically was living out of the trunk of his car.
Yeah, he just did it. He just got it done. So there's the question. What actor will you no longer watch? Or are you like Eric? Can you just ignore it and watch a show without thinking about the politics of the actor on screen? I admit it. I can't do it. It's why I can't watch football, baseball. Like, my entertainment choices have consolidated to very, very few. How about you? For me, Mark Ruffalo, Robert De Niro, I can't stand him, can't watch it. But Sylvester Stallone, I think, is fantastic. And largely because I just don't know where he stands. Bruce Willis, another one. I don't know where he stands on issues. Now, he's going through dementia now, and it's very sad to, you know, watch this once iconic actor fail like that. But that said, I think he's one of the greats, too. And, you know, Bruce Willis, of course, Jersey guy. What about you? Do you turn off entertainment because of the politics of the people that you're watching? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 744 is time. Traffic and weather next.
Where news, talk, weather, and traffic come together to keep you informed and connected to everything Jersey. This is New Jersey 101.5.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So 28 days until pitchers and catchers report. So sports fans, especially in our area, you got nothing going on right now. Eagles, gone. Giants, gone. Jets never had a chance. They're losers before they even set foot on the field. But what are you going to do between now and then? So entertainment is out there. And I'm getting a flurry of texts about shows that people are watching and recommending. I have to tell you, if I know the actor's politics, I can't do it. So a friend of mine just texted me that I should be watching Landman. Is that any good? Yes. Who's in that?
Kathy. Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton's pretty good. He comes off a little nutty and crotchety, and I've heard good things about it, and I don't think I know anything about his politics.
It's the same writer as Yellowstone.
So I wasn't a huge fan of Yellowstone. Am I the only one? Did you like it?
Love it.
Love it. Really? What do you like about it? I watched the first couple episodes.
I like the characters. I like the dialogue. It's
fun. Oh, God, I couldn't stand the daughter. I couldn't stand her. Beth. I'm like, oh, my God. Just obnoxious. And it was, I did not like Yellowstone. I didn't think it was very good at all. But it was huge. But, you know, I also never watched, the period show, Downton Abbey?
I never watched that.
No, I don't know how people got into that and thought that was great. But anyway, I tend to be the contrarian on certain things. But Tulsa King, I've watched a couple episodes. I am a big fan of Sylvester Stallone's, and I think that's very good. What about you? Where are your entertainment dollars going? Did you keep Netflix through all the controversy? Are you watching Disney, Apple TV? I did get Apple TV. I don't remember why. There was some reason when everybody was home for the holidays that I subscribed to it. I think that, so now I've got another $7 flying out the door each month. I need a personal audit to go through about all these monthly subscriptions and just pare down and get rid of the ones I'm not using. But question for you, where's your go-to entertainment? And are you like Eric Scott that you can pretty much watch anything and not worry about it? Or are you like me, if I know your politics and I don't agree at all, or you're a complete jerk, I can't watch it. I can't watch Robert De Niro. I can't watch reruns of Cheers now after Woody Harrelson made that really asinine comment about Trump. So what about you? Does your political ideology interfere with your entertainment choices? 1-800-283-101.5. And do you have a show to recommend? Because I'm going to have some downtime in the next couple of weeks. And Jody and I are looking for what should that next show be? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:57 is the time. Eric Scott with your news next.
Stay connected with traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes right here on New Jersey 101.5.
808 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So I'm ready to just accept that the robot wars are coming and we are going to lose, Eric. It's over. I'll tell you what happened. You started the news at 8 o'clock on the dot, maybe yeah. 8 with 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
At 7:57, as I wrapped up the last segment, I was talking about things that I watch or don't watch, and I can't get past the celebrities.
Oh, boy.
And I mentioned that over the holidays, I signed up for Apple TV. Because I don't remember now. Somebody who was at the house wanted to watch something, and anyway. And I'm like, and now I'm stuck with this $7 subscription that I will forget about, and just it'll be just one of those bills. What is in my Instagram feed? It is now 8:09. It is Rocket Money sponsored ad with I guess that's Drake, who's the guy that does the goofy dancing. He like really can't dance.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like
I think yeah. So. Yeah.
Anyway, here it is. Letting another free trial turn into a $12 monthly mystery charge, or let Rocket Money find it and cancel it before it hits your card.
That's funny.
How about that?
So here, I will tell you a quick story about that. I think, especially in the industry that we work in, that you try to be relatively resistant to advertising. Mm. I know you are not.
I got a problem. Yeah. I have a problem.
So I download, because I'm frustrated, and I know that Sandra and I have multiple dupes on subscriptions, especially when it comes to video on demand and stuff like that.
She signed up for something on her card, you signed it for your, and now you got the same thing.
And it's almost impossible to discern what it is. So I downloaded that app.
You did this one, Rocket, yeah. Rocket mm-hmm. Money, okay. Yep.
I got maybe 30 seconds into it, the information, the personal information that they were asking, including, you know, credit card numbers, bank accounts, all this stuff.
Really?
I was like, nope, not doing it. I'll figure it out on my own. We'll sit down.
It worth the whatever $30 you're going to save?
Nope. So
does it cost? You have to sign up for it, right?
Yeah, you have to. And I didn't get past that part. So I'm like, nope, not doing that.
Wow.
Not doing that. Yeah, I don't have a problem with Siri. I don't have a problem with Alexa. I don't have a problem with the robots. I'd have robots all over. I don't have the illusion that you have any privacy.
Yeah, I know.
Is ridiculous, right?
I know. I mean, well, look, if your phone's with you, your phone's listening to you. I mean, this is a clear example.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Instagram and I'm bombarded with things from Jim Carrey and Will Ferrell for some reason.
Oh, boy.
Although they're two funny guys, but there's that Rocket Money. It's the second thing in my feed. That's unsettling because that was verbal. I just spoke that.
I don't know.
I didn't type any of that in.
I don't know if you can do it on your phone. Maybe somebody knows the answer to that. But on Alexa, you can go to the Alexa app,
mm-hmm.
and you can hear everything that she's recorded.
Really?
Yeah. There's a section on the app where you can...
But you know Alexa's listening to you. It's designed to listen to you.
Absolutely.
Why is my Instagram app, which was closed, listening to me on my phone when it's on the screensaver. Like, it's literally, the phone is sitting here blank as exhibit A, sitting on my desk, and all of a sudden I'm getting fed a system to charge me to get rid of unwanted subscriptions that I mentioned two minutes ago.
I get it.
Wow.
Yeah, I get it.
So it feels invasive, you know. So this, and I laugh when the legislature passes stupid things like the no call list and all these other dumb things. Right? No call list. What are you, crazy? My phone rings constantly, and these are numbers bouncing off of international sites in China, Russia, India, everywhere else. So there's no way to stop this stuff unless you disconnect. Personally, like literally turn the phone. So I'm doing that now on Sundays. I turn the phone off and it goes in my office to charge. And people are getting, I think they're kind of getting annoyed that I'm not now texting back right away. But if by the way, if you're annoyed at me that I didn't get back to you, it's not personal. I am just learning. Like if I'm in the kitchen, I go get my phone to take pictures so I can write about a post like this pasta I made yesterday with cheese, butter. I used two egg yolks.
Oh.
It was fantastic. But I'll take pictures of that. I just sent them to producer Thomas so we can post that tomorrow. But other than that, I walk back into the office and I put it away. It's two rooms away. And, so I'm just not rapid fire anymore.
We will often do that on the weekend. I mean, Sandra does a lot of books on tape and she watches a lot of videos on her phone. So a lot of times she will have it with her, you know, with an earbud in doing that. I don't do so much of that on the weekend, so I'll leave it, you know, upstairs in my closet where my charger is. But I don't know. But recapping, going back to your subscription to Apple TV, you have to go on and watch the series Masters of the Air.
Masters of the Air.
Yes, it's an Apple TV original, and it's World War II. Boeing B-17, the Flying Fortress, you know, the heavy bombers.
Yeah.
It's about the 100th Bomb Group. And it is incredibly well done. Because I know you like me, you're fascinated with World War II history.
I love it, yeah.
It is done.
Really?
It is almost as good as Band of Brothers.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's in that same ilk.
All right. Well, then before I cancel Apple TV, I will... Give it. I already paid the $7 for this month, so I've got it at least this month.
You'll really like it, and let me tell you something. It is eye opening, and by most accounts, it is very historically accurate.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Including some of the characters, which are portrayals of real life. You know,
I like some of these shows where they're not necessarily known actors.
Yes.
So I can't get distracted by knowing what their politics are.
There's very few. I don't know that you'll recognize anybody.
Oh, I love
series.
That.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, Andrea, everybody hang in there. Talking about what's your go-to entertainment, but sidebar, have you also given up that we are just going to lose the robot wars? 8:15, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Live and local radio with personalities who care about what you think. We are New Jersey 101.5.
8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So this Instagram ad listening to me is just driving me nuts. I don't know what's driving me more nuts. The fact that my phone pushes ads based on my conversation on the air and or the subscriptions that I just... How many of you are dealing with this? It's a flood, and I don't know how I feel about giving all my information to one vendor. Let's go to Rachel in Hopatcong. Hey, Rachel, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Good morning, Bill. Happy New Year. How are you guys?
Doing great. Doing great. How about you? Holidays were good?
Good. You know, good. And it's funny, I'm laughing listening to the conversation because I'm like, you know, speaking of not returning people's text messages, you are one of the people that I did not text back because I'm so overwhelmed with like the spam calls, the spam texts, ads that you get on Instagram. It's just like the next thing you know, like, you know, a month has gone by and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a horrible person.
I do this on Fridays, Rachel. I spend an hour and I go back through my text to see who I've missed. And sometimes you just, you know, you're right. You go back there. Sometimes it's weeks have gone by and you're like, oh crap. I really should have gotten back to that person. So anyway, No apology necessary. We're all in the same boat. What about the subscriptions? How many stupid things are you signed up to that you get a monthly charge and you're like, what is that?
No, you know, it's actually, so I have this bad habit where, you know, you just PayPal everything. Oh, do you want to use PayPal? That way I don't have to whip out my debit card. And right. I just say, yes, absolutely.
Yep.
So a couple of weeks ago, my husband and I sat down and we found out we were paying for, you know, three Xbox subscriptions. A couple of things were like, what is this? You know, and I really, it sounds like a nightmare to do. Definitely don't sign up for those subscriptions like Rocket Money because it sounds amazing. But take the 30 minutes that it's going to take to kind of sit there and go through what everything is. The worst part about everything is calling the 1-800 numbers to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
But it is really eye-opening when you sit down and you kind of lay everything out. It's really bad how easy it is to sign up for things and then you just completely forget about them.
Then you have to calculate, you're right, the time that you have to spend with someone to unsubscribe if you can get someone. I mean, mm-hmm. I spent, it was with a Chase card, trying to track down, it was a referral link that I had sent to somebody and it got reported as fraud. And I'm like, that's nuts. How did that happen? I was on the phone with these guys for an hour and there was no resolution. They're like, yeah, sorry that happened. Like, what? What do you mean, sorry that happened? Like, so it's so aggravating to me. There's no legislative solution. We have to just stop signing up for so many things. That's the solution.
That's what it is. Yes.
Right?
And I feel like we've lost so much self-control because convenience is almost priceless for people. Like, people would rather pay a little bit more to have something done for them or just make their lives easier. Right. So in the beginning, it might start off easier, but then we're bankrupting ourselves because it just all adds up. The little things add up.
Yeah. Well, it's why Amazon is so dangerous because you can get whatever you want instantly. Now they've got this shop or Shopify where they will even spread payments out. And I have inadvertently done that where a $100 purchase, all of a sudden I'm financing it for $10 a month. And you realize you just spent $105 for the $100 item for no reason.
Yep. Nope. Exactly. It's the day and age we live in. And it's so sad. And I tried to explain it to our son who's older. He's 17. I'm like, don't pay for the convenience. And he's like, what are you talking about? This is amazing.
Right. In their world, it's amazing. That's what we ought to be teaching with financial literacy in school. Not how to balance a checkbook, which many people don't even have anymore. It's how to navigate through the world of electronic payments and absolute disconnection from the reality of your bank account, which is why a debit card is actually helpful because it's money coming right out of your account. If you're responsible with it, it can be a great thing, which is why I like American Express. You have to pay it at the end of the month. I like that discipline. Mm-hmm. But the subscription thing is out of control. Rachel, best of the family. Great to hear from you. And don't worry, I figure it'd be 3 weeks before you answer a text. That's all good.
Have a great day, guys.
You take care. All right. Greg, everybody else hanging up right back. 828. Eric Scott with your news next. It's 8:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right. Let's jump right back into it. So I've got, who knows? I don't know, Eric. I haven't added it up, but I've got to believe I've got about $100 a month, maybe a little more in stuff that I'm simply not using.
Oh,
easy, right?
I think that might be low. I would take the over on that. I know that I do. And it's one of those things where you stick your head in the sand, you pretend it's not there. Because when you think about it, it makes you crazy. And then when you try to cancel stuff, it's a nightmare. Because we cut the cable a couple of years ago.
Now. I haven't done that yet.
So I know that there are dupes on subscription services.
Sure.
I know that I'm sure I have a Netflix account and Sandra has a Netflix account. I think we both have Hulu. I mean, to try to figure that out.
It's going to take a couple of days and you need working days. Like I can't do it on a Sunday.
Right.
Make sure you're going to get a customer service person to help you. Yeah. It's now Amazon has actually made it easier through Prime that they are consolidating some of the stuff I've gotten. So my Apple TV and Paramount are through Amazon. So when I go to Prime on my TV, I can see my other subscriptions. So I imagine I could cancel from my television. Well, I don't know that. Or
you
at least from my
to.
Prime account.
Yeah, that's my access portal to pretty much everything. Is Amazon.
Right?
Yeah.
The problem of the things that are out there that you don't like, you mentioned Hulu. I'm pretty sure I have Hulu too. I can't tell you the last time I watched Hulu. And I don't think that's like $5 a month. I think that's like 20.
Well, and I know, for example, Sandra has a Hulu subscription, but I have a Disney Plus subscription, which also includes Hulu and ESPN. So there's, you know, there's right. doubles that, and it's because everybody's bundling stuff together. You know, like, and I know one of us has an HBO Max subscription, but you also get HBO Max through Prime now. So you know, don't need that subscription.
And in the old days, you may have trusted someone to come. Like, I think about if there was a service, you know, someone would come to your house and sit with you at your computer.
Right.
And solve it.
Yeah.
But you would never trust anyone enough to do that today.
Well, that's why I didn't want to give all that information.
Well, you see, Jessica sent us both a note. Yeah,
our sales manager, Jess, said, she's like, they need that information. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, and she, maybe we're trying to get them as sponsors, so we're not, I won't say anything about, what is it, Rocket app? Yeah. I already forgot.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I wonder if I deleted it from my phone. I might have even deleted it.
Yeah, what the hell was it? Rocket Form? Rocket?
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, but the point is, I have no idea. I know one, and I don't know why I haven't canceled it yet. When I was just starting in Jersey politics, I mean, we're going back a long time.
Yeah.
Before I ran for Congress, I started a, now this is what, 2004, right? So about a million years ago, a constant contact email.
Oh, wow.
I still have it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's $5 a month. And the reason I
paid that over there.
Think about it, right?
Yeah.
But I kept it because there are thousands and thousands of emails. But as some of my more current consultants have advised, they're like, you realize you're never going to use that. Those emails are 20 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it was when they invented email.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, so I think now that we're talking about it, I forgot all about that. It's been years. I need to cancel Constant Contact. $4.95, and I get the charge. But, you know, Amex is pretty good with letting you fight charges. But I know how you feel about them. But I'm aggravated because I know the hours and hours of work that are ahead of me. And I'm going to be real pissed when it comes out and I'm spending $300 or $400 a month that I shouldn't be.
Well, and then when you figure, but, you know, you're...
It's a lot of money.
They count on you to figure your... Time is worth something.
Yes.
So you do that cost-benefit analysis. Every time you get angry over it, you're thinking, all right, but I know it's going to take me an hour for every subscription to go through, and they're not going to make it easy, and that in each procedure is different, and then you got to...
Yeah, if it was less than $50, I wouldn't think about it.
Right.
But I think you're right. It could be north of $250. I mean, you're talking...
Don't doubt it.
We're getting close to a car payment. Now, all of a sudden, now...
You know what, guys? Real money.
I think I'm ending the show early today. I got to get home. I got work to do on canceling subscriptions. Let's go to Ralph in Hamilton. What's going on, Ralph? Morning.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good. What do you think?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, your show made me laugh this morning. Brought back memories.
Yeah.
My son conned me into going off for a subscription to Xbox for Microsoft.
Yep.
He says, oh, it's only $49.99 for a year. So he plays it for the year. He gets rid of the Xbox and gets a Sony PlayStation. I paid for the next 7 years, $49.99. Right?
Wow. Wait a minute, Ralph.
I call him up.
Did you do this like on a Christmas thing for him?
No, it was just, you know.
You bought him the Xbox and you got it. I wonder if I'm still paying that.
I call them up. They say, you know, we can't do nothing. And I said, well, you know what, you know, the activity on the game, you know how long the kid played it, and they wouldn't do a thing.
Unbelievable.
Like,
you didn't get any money back, but you canceled it.
Well, of course, after 7 years.
Ralph, I hope I can't beat that. I know I've got you beat with the Constant Contact, but I know about that, and it's only $5 a month, so it's not the worst thing in the world. But oh my God! But it's like you're buying a Starbucks coffee and spilling it out every month.
I know,
right? It's frustrating.
Sure.
All right, man. I think I don't know if anybody can beat you, but 7 years, $50 a year on Xbox. That's a lot. You're not getting that back. Hey, man.
Yeah, well, they slip the charge in once every year.
That's how it works. You got to pay attention. Right. Have a good one, Ralph. Thanks for calling. Greg, you'll be first. Other side of traffic and weather next, 844.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
Hive.
8:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking about subscriptions, and I may put a post up tomorrow. I'm going to pick a day that I'm going to do this, and then I'll let you guys bet the over under on how much I am wasting every month on subscriptions that I don't use. I wonder how many I don't even know about. And then the sidebar thing, Greg and Freehold, you want to talk? Go back to we were talking about who to watch. Who to watch. And if you can separate your politics from your entertainment. Greg, I can't do it.
Well, listen, Hollywood is 96% liberal Democrats. So if you can't separate, you can't really watch TV.
It's a huge problem. I know. Well, here's how I judge it. If the main characters, if they haven't offended me front of mind, you know, if I haven't seen an interview or something they've written about or said something stupid, then I can, my ignorance, it's bliss. But if I know, I can't do it.
Well, listen, as far as good TV shows, so you have the three mandatory dramas, Sopranos, Breaking Bad, and Mad Men. If you haven't watched those in their entirety, take vacation, binge watch 19 hours a day until you're finished. These are the best shows TV has ever made.
So
best drama.
Breaking Bad, I agree, fantastic. I also thought Better Call Saul was very good.
It was good, but not in the top three.
Really? You don't think? Sopranos was fantastic. I love Sopranos. Yeah, I agree. I have not watched Mad Men, believe it or not.
It's the best drama ever. Starts in the year 1960.
Yeah.
It's advertising on Madison Avenue in the city. It takes into account the elections, the assassinations, the war, the racism and sexism at the time. It is fantastic. It's how John Hamm became a superstar.
Really?
So Mad Men is just fantastic. It's binge watching.
Do you feel like it's written from a left wing perspective or no? Could you?
Not at all.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Politics is really not in it as such, but it's a fantastic show. Now, as far as current shows go, Apple TV has The Morning Show, which is a superb drama.
Really?
And it does have politics. They are, you know, they are leftists in there, but it's not beat you over the head with it kind of stuff. You can get through it.
All right.
Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. And on Amazon Prime, The Boys, which is kind of a dark, twisted comic book adaptation, but really good. And sick, but really good.
It's called The Boys.
Game of Thrones. The Boys, yes.
Yeah, Game of Thrones was pretty good. I don't know that I've watched all of it. I've seen, I thought one of the best series that I think I can't believe it didn't make your top was Rome. HBO did. It was great. HBO did it. It was, I don't know how many seasons Rome had, maybe three or four, but it ended up ending because it was just super expensive to make. But they get into the politics of the Roman Empire. Like,
I'll have to check it out. But
Will like it, Greg. You will like it.
Bill, as it relates to Game of Thrones, I have a connection to that show that Lord Tyrion Lannister is played by Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
And I graduated Dumbarton with him, class of 87.
Get out of here.
Not just that we went to school together, but we were in the chorus together. We sang and acted together.
No kidding. Do you guys you stay in touch?
No. I haven't seen him since 1987, but we did go to high school together, and he's a Jersey guy.
I know he's a Jersey guy. I've heard good things about Peter Dinklage. Again, there's another one. I don't know his politics. He sounds like a perfectly normal guy. So that is a good plug. Love the Jersey local connection. All right, Greg, good to hear from you, man. Happy New Year. 8:57. Eric Scott, or no, let's have Jen Ursillo come back with your news next.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening. A powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about. New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
909 on New Jersey 101.5. I am back. Although, if you listen to the man on the radio, it's like I never left, Jen.
It says...
It's like I never left. He hardly left?
No, it says he never really left, but now he's
back.
But
he's back.
Yeah. But you did leave.
It feels like I'm gum on the shoe. Like, they just couldn't quite get rid of me. They're like, he'll just stay. Yeah. All right.
That just confused a whole mess of people right now.
You think?
Playing that. Oh, yeah.
Probably.
It confused you. Let's face it.
Well, all of a sudden, I think it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
I came in today thinking it was Wednesday. So this is I'm already in a problem today.
Yeah. That's
not happy.
That's not good.
It's a reverse snow day. So you got to go twice.
That's terrible.
Come on. Tomorrow's Groundhog Day. It'll be real Wednesday. All right. It's coming up on 910. The number 435. Nope, not the number of members of Congress. That's the number of Democrats running to replace Mikey Sherrill. A little tongue-in-cheek. Actually, I think there are 12 now. And in a rare and nearly unprecedented show of unity, Republicans have a candidate. He is the mayor of Randolph, and his name is Joe Hathaway, and he is running to fill the now vacant seat, officially vacant. She resigned from Congress in New Jersey's 11th congressional district, encompassing a huge swath of Morris County. Joe Hathaway joins me now. How you doing, Mayor? Good to have you on.
Bill, doing great. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
So I have to tell you, I have heard from no fewer than a dozen people saying that you're running a great campaign. You're a great candidate. You've got the energy for it. And I'm only hearing positive. And I have to tell you, Joe, it's a breath of fresh air, because if I had a dime for every time we had a Republican candidate and I would have fellow Republicans roll their eyes like, we're stuck with this guy, I'd be retired already. But you, people are really getting behind you. So let me ask you, what is this race looking like? I mean, Mikey Sherrill is now not a factor, which is, it makes it tougher. But you don't know who the Democrat is going to be. What are you running on, and is there a pathway for a Republican to retake this traditionally Republican seat?
Bill, yeah, thanks again for having me. There is a huge opportunity here for Republicans. This is truly a moment for us to regain our footing, to breathe new life back into our entire party across the state by taking Mikey Sherrill's seat back right from under her and winning this race in a special election on April 16th. Look, and the way we're going to do that, Bill, is our platform is one that is grounded in common sense, practical leadership, things that are going to support young families, give young people new opportunities to be able to live here and stay here and grow their career, and protect our communities, right? As a mayor, that's been my number one job, is supporting our public safety, supporting our law enforcement. So these are the things we're going to bring to the table that, by the way, I think voters across MJ11 want to see in their elected officials. They want their representatives to focus on these things that are going to make life better here on the local level and then get government out of the way. So that's what our campaign's built on, and that's what we're going
to
do.
All right, so let me ask you, voters, I don't have to tell you, they're sick of both sides. They think, I've talked about it all the time, that, the woke Democrats and weak Republicans are the biggest problem in this state. So it's less about what everybody tells us they're going to do, because we keep getting the same old, tired rhetoric, quite honestly, from both sides. But you are a successful mayor. And given your popularity in Morris County, what would you point to if you're talking to a voter knocking on their door as a top one, two, three, whatever, a top thing you accomplished as mayor that's going to help guide your policymaking, votes, and advocacy as a member of Congress?
Absolutely. In Randolph, our mayors generally serve one-year terms. So you have 365 days to get things done. And that's what it's about, right? It's about the hard work. It's actually about doing something. And we've been able to do that in a very truncated time frame. We paved more roads this year at the local level. We, believe it or not, were able to build an agreement with the NJDOT, the black hole of state government, to actually come to Randolph and make Route 10 safer for our community. We fully staffed our police department this year, And we did all this, Bill, by also reducing our costs by $1.1 million. So government actually can work. We have to have belief that our government can work. If we send someone to Washington who has the local experience of making government work for people, that's how we're going to change this belief that the system is broken. And like you said, that we can't trust politicians on both sides. We can when we have elected officials who are willing to roll up their sleeves and do the hard work.
Well, you are a living example of what I've been saying for many, many years. You know, Eric and I kind of took a walk back memory lane back to 2004 and, talked about really for the last 20 years or so, I've been an advocate that local matters. And you're a living example of this. And if you ask people what bothers them the most, sometimes, and I can tell just from a radio perspective, potholes are huge. The fact that you led with that, I love it. That means you do understand what people really are feeling at the local level. How do people get in touch with you? The website is Joe Hathaway for Congress, and four is spelled out. I will share that on our site tomorrow. But if you're on Instagram or X and you want to tag me in something to share on social media, I'd be happy to share it with our listeners that way as well. Where do you want people to go to find out more?
Thanks so much, Bill. Yeah, we're on all the main social media channels at Hathaway for Congress. And then, like you said, JoeHathawayForCongress.com on the website. Look, you know, I think it's important for all your listeners to know that the Republican Party, this is the one game in town we have in April. And if we come together, while they're, like you said, are no shorter than 11 Democrats right now running on their side and sowing division and chaos and craziness, we are unified. We have an opportunity here. If folks can help us, whether it's for fundraising or volunteers, you know, we need everyone rowing in the same direction. And if we flip this seat, Bill, it's going to not only send shockwaves across New Jersey, but I believe across the entire country, because it's going to show Republicans everywhere that if Jersey can do it, so can we.
Yeah, it's exciting. Well, the special election is coming up April 16th. So This is a big deal. Go get them, Joe. And if I can be helpful between now and then, you let me know.
Thanks so much, Bill. Really appreciate it.
All right, take care. That is Joe Hathaway for Congress running to fill Mikey Sherrill's seat. April 16th, 2026 is the special election that will be. He's right about that. If the Republicans win that seat, that's a shot heard across the nation. All right. 9:16 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X, or visit NJ1015.com for the latest Jersey news and updates. New Jersey 101.5.
.9 23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. I got a new thing, Jill Myra. I no longer Google anything.
You don't Google anything?
I don't Google anymore.
So what do you
no
chat
Googling.
GPT?
Yep. Grok, baby. Grok.
I love it.
I'm
typing in it. G-R-O-K.
It's an app. You got to put the app. No. Grok from Twitter. It's Elon Musk's AI. G-R-O-K.
Oh.
So I have a, I put, it's incredible.
Grok.com. Oh, look, it's even got an Elon Musk symbol. Looking thing.
Yeah, you see, it's the big G. Do you see it?
Yeah. So what area?
I don't know what that looks like. A
what
rocket.
What do you want to know?
Yeah, you can ask it.
How
anything.
To build a car?
It will tell you. It'll give you many examples of how to build a car. What kind of car? It might even ask you: electric car, diesel. Gas,
so now I have
car,
to worry about
car
this,
frame or engine.
Now I have to worry about this versus Chat GPT.
I think this is better.
Why?
Because I can use it. That's why. Because it made it so easy because you can talk to it. Like, what's something you do want to know?
What's something I do want to know? How
you don't
can
really
I get,
care about how to build a car.
How can I get cheaper teeth cleaning for my dog's stupid?
How can we get cheaper, teeth cleaning for your dog? All right, let's see.
Regular brushing with doggy toothpaste on a toothbrush helps a ton. Vets can do deep cleanings under anesthesia if there's buildup.
Grok's
start
a crock.
Young, use treats to make it fun, and avoid human toothpaste. It's toxic.
See, you learned something.
See, who knew
see,
it was toxic?
See, who knew that?
I hate that.
There you go, Grok. Thank you, Grok, for saving our dogs.
Thanks, Grok.
Thank you, Grok.
Telling me things I didn't.
I'm just saying, it's cool to me that there's always a better mousetrap. Thanks.
Even on doggy dental care.
How about that?
There you go.
That's a little unnerving.
There's always a better mousetrap. What the heck's that mean?
People would say build a better mousetrap. Like, you can't improve on it. The mousetrap has been the same for how many years? But you can. So everybody's been Googling for how many years.
Uh-huh.
Now Grok, I think, is just a better search engine. Google comes back with a bias. I find Google has a bias.
Are you kidding?
So when I'm...
Really?
Oh, no kidding. No, there's a left-leaning bias on Google.
Oh, no. So now we're going there.
This is how it started.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to get objective discussion. It started with the whole Ukraine war.
Yeah.
When I was Googling, I couldn't get anything to give a perspective on why the Russians were there, on any... I went to Grok. Yeah. Boom. I got both sides.
Huh.
I'm just saying.
And is it
Grok
like,
it is. G-R-O-K. Like, by the way, not an endorsement. I'm not getting paid to promote Grok.
Yeah.
But I will take money if Grok wants to.
Yeah.
I should ask that. That's what I should ask Grok.
Is the app free?
Yeah, it's free.
Oh, of course you would take it then. It's free.
Of course. What do you think I was going to pay for it?
Grok sounds like.
I can get premium Grok.
Oh.
But I don't even do that like for LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, but I don't pay the $2 a month or something. You don't need that.
Nah.
If it's free, I'm in. All right. You know what? Bordop Kathy wants me to ask Grok, I wonder what it would say. All right, let's do this. Grok,
How do we get
Bill Spadia to break on time?
Like right now. Look, you blew up Grok's
head. Grok's head. All right, while we're waiting for Grok, it's 9:27. Jen Ursula with your news next. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I am back and happy new year. Now, Jill and Jen, I asked Grok, how do I get me to break on time?
Okay.
And Grok answered. It took a second. Like, and she came up with 32 sources.
Oh.
Now, I say she
none
because
of them
it's
will
a,
ever work.
Well, here's what it said. I think that's up to his producer. Maybe nudge him. Listen to this. Maybe nudge him with a friendly reminder before
friendly
the hour.
Reminder.
Noted on the head explosion, though.
Okay.
Before the hour.
Because I had said
before the hour, you would forget.
Well,
I can't remind you sooner than 30 seconds.
I think Grok is thinking, like, if I've got a break on the hour,
right.
Maybe tell me before I go late.
Doesn't work.
Can we get Grok to do it?
Grok also doesn't understand that Bill's a special case. what she's going to say is not going to work for you.
Wait, can you ask Grok, how do I get someone who doesn't listen to listen?
Right. Oh.
Yeah, because you might need your
own. Grok, how do I get someone who doesn't listen to listen?
Yeah. I like that.
Here we go.
Another day, another adventure.
That makes no sense.
That's like a
forcing cookie.
Do you know why? She's already
she answered, here we go.
Oh, here we go. This guy.
I said, here we go. No, Grok. Relax. How do we get somebody? Oh, she said, okay.
Yeah.
Try whispering first. If they keep ignoring, switch to screaming.
I love it. She's encouraging arguing.
You know, I think Grok has already figured me out.
Yeah, you can't make this up.
I think Grok is like, no, hey, I'm going to be material for the show.
You need another app just for you.
Like, I needed that. So if you want me to listen, start by whispering. And then scream at me.
I have to scream at you now.
Why can't we just bypass the whispering? You're not
right
going
to
hear
screaming?
It. Just scream.
I say throw stuff.
I like to throw things. Yes.
You see how we're all talking? I could tune it all out or I could engage with each.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys do that.
Sure.
Because you have to. Jill especially, sitting in between Eric and I having conversations about
it. I've seen poor Jill go through that.
Sports and food.
Yeah.
Sometimes guns and politics while you're delivering the traffic.
I have the talent now of hearing your conversation and thinking about it while I'm on the air.
Yes.
Wow. I have two brains going on.
So I can pinpoint where I learned this skill.
Oh, yeah?
Part of it was just growing up Italian, and you know, loudest one was right in the argument.
Oh, yeah.
At the family dinner table.
And 14 conversations going on
all
at the same
happening
time.
At once about different things,
yeah,
right?
None of them
so
finished.
Part of it was like Thanksgiving in an Italian family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the other part was selling timeshare. And I started my sales career selling timeshare, and we would have maybe 30, 32 inch round tables with a salesperson at each one and two customers at each one. And you're 3 feet from the next guy.
So you're hearing everybody's conversations.
You hear everything. You have to learn to hear nothing and zero in on the two people in front of you. So that's how.
All right. It's still not going to get you to break on time.
No.
No,
none of this
not.
Is going to... That's the bottom line.
And I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh,
see?
I know. I was talking about Instagram is pushing ads for me to get rid of the subscriptions that I don't want.
Oh.
Because it heard me whining about all the subscriptions.
Okay.
Because I signed up for Apple TV. Somebody at the house over the holidays wanted to watch something.
And it was on Apple TV.
I signed up for Apple TV. Whatever. It's six bucks. So I did that. But now I'm stuck with it.
Sure.
And I will soon forget about it. I have a subscription to Constant Contact going back to 2003.
Yeah, you got to go in there and get rid of
all
these things.
That's crazy. It's $5 a month since 2003. Hundreds of dollars wasted.
Yeah, get that back.
For something. Well, I can't get the money back, but I don't know.
But now cancel it.
But who's got the time to go through? I'll bet the average American has $100 a month that they're spending on subscriptions they have no idea they even have.
I'm very good with stuff like that. So I'm very money conscious about stuff like that. So it's like I'm very good at, especially if I'm like, you know what, I'm going to sign up for this free subscription because I want to watch a show. I will put it in my calendar, on a physical calendar, in my phone, everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Make sure to cancel blah, blah, this day. And then I do it because otherwise I'll be on the hook for it. No.
It happens to me all the time.
I know.
It used to happen when they would give out magazine subscriptions.
You're not doing well today.
No, I'm getting killed today. I can't break on time, and I'm spending, I don't know how much money. I know. I want to save it. So what I'm trying to do is figure out a day, because I want to involve everyone listening, because you're sitting in your car right now, and this is happening to you, and you're now thinking, oh, crap, how much am I spending a month that I don't know about? Even if you know about it, sort of, it's like you're reminded. So We went to Prime last night. I don't even remember what we were looking to watch.
Oh, God.
And I realized I've got a subscription to Paramount. I've got a subscription to HBO Max.
Signing up for these things?
No, because happens is here's how Prime makes it super easy. Yeah. And they suck you in. It's like they're like TV drug dealers. Like, literally, first one's free.
Yep.
They say, start your 7-day subscription by clicking here to watch whatever this particular show is.
Right.
Now I'm watching it, and I don't go back to television maybe for another 2 weeks.
But that's why you got to remind yourself.
I don't watch a lot of TV, so I
know.
What do I do? Every time I click, watch that for free. Great. It happens to me. I have at least 3 apps on my phone that I think I'm paying for on how to get my phone onto the TV.
Yeah.
There's got to be an easier way.
Do you bank online where you go into your account and see what's taken out?
On Amex, and yes, but then when I go to Amex and I see it, typically it'll have the vendor number.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always tell you what it is, because sometimes there are parent companies that are actually charging you.
Oh, see,
so you get some weird company that's charging you, and it's $5. I'm like, what is that? So, but then I've got premium on X. I've got all these different connected things. We've got the BillSpadia.com website. I've got emails connected to that.
You gotta be more on top of this.
Yeah, it's a mess. I'm gonna figure it out. You know what? I'm gonna take some time. But now, thank you, Grok. I'm gonna break on time, sort of. It's only a minute late. 9:44. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
Weeknights from 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5. Check out your pal Trev talking all things Jersey. That's Steve Trevalese, powered by Estates Roadshow, TMT Cash for Gold. Don't miss it.
9:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Guys, gotta get out of here. Sorry to get to everybody today. Hold those calls. I'm going to do this tomorrow on subscriptions and things like that. Joey in Flemington, sorry I didn't get to you. Cool idea. He cancels his debit card every 2 months. Unbelievable. All right, what did we learn today? Just so you know, the New Jersey legislature today They are pushing back on your parental rights. I'll have more about this and the lawsuit that is coming to protect parental rights and your medical freedom coming down the pike later this week. By the way, Supreme Court today is hearing the first ever cases on this nonsense about transgender student athletes. The idea that boys pretending to be girls playing on girls' teams. Let's say a prayer and hope that the Supreme Court does the right thing, restores common sense, and gets the boys out of girls' sports. That's what I got for you today. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.